It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, that would mean I'm JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what you're doing. Thank you for tuning in. If nobody told you thank you today, I did. I appreciate you for hanging out. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is in New York City. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local station, your local radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. If you got Sirius and a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Where have you been? We talked about a lot. If you want to start the show from the beginning, the Odyssey app is your best bet. You can go ahead and hit rewind. You can hit pause. When that annoying neighbor calls you, pause. Shout out to all the police officers listening out there doing patrol. When you got to stop to give somebody a ticket, hit pause. It's simple. And then you can hit rewind. Then you can hit fast forward. You can do what the hell you want. Okay, I'm going to do what the hell I want here for the next hour. Of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. We talked about some legends in sports today. Bill Belichick and his coaching future. Does he have one? We talked about LeBron James and whether or not he's cooked. And I don't know if this is good. This is probably not good. Tiger Woods has some thoughts on his future. I think we know what his future looks like. Probably not good. And then we got a legend who is... Hickey, you could stop the music. I got to figure out how to say this one. Hickey, this legend is no longer here, right? He's not here?
The same legend we're thinking of. That is correct.
Okay. There's somebody who says they might have a confession from this deceased legend.
That is the big news story today. Yes.
This legend, he won a Heisman, right?
He did win it. He did.
Did he drive around Los Angeles in like a white Bronco?
Allegedly, that was the case.
Did they make him try on a glove in court?
Yes, I've seen pictures of that.
Did he get locked up for stealing his own stuff back?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
All right, I got to think about who this guy might be, but I think I heard about him today. Reportedly, there's some, some guy. People say a lot of things. We're going to talk about O.J. Simpson, okay? Because somebody says that they got a confession from O.J.? What happened? Hickey, is it on a cassette in like a shoebox? Like, what is this? Oh, my God.
Do you have a machine to play it anymore? You threw those things out.
I don't know. Next thing you know, somebody's going to tell us that somebody has the original drawings from Walt Disney. Okay. Where were they? You know? And they on an iPad? Like, what happened? Were they transcribed? Like, what happened? I don't know. Anyway, so many legends to discuss. And what a day we've had already. How about this? The latest edition of the college football playoff rankings. They came out about 2 hours ago. We know that we have conference championship games this upcoming weekend. And then on Sunday, we finally get the big reveal. We're going to find out the 12 teams that will make the college football playoff. As it stands right now, South Carolina and Ole Miss on the outside looking in. South Carolina at 14, Ole Miss at 13. They ain't going nowhere. Miami is sitting at number 12. We saw what just happened in that loss to Syracuse a week before that, or 2 weeks before that. They lost to Georgia Tech. Alabama, bouncing back from their own embarrassment against the Sooners, beating up against Auburn. Alabama is at 11, Boise State 10, Indiana sticking tough at 9, SMU 8, Tennessee 7, The Ohio State, sorry Ryan Day, after losing to Michigan, you are 6, Georgia the Bulldogs are 5, Notre Dame non-conference guys are number 4, Penn State is 3, Texas is 2, Oregon is 1. As we always do, a lot of weird questions, a lot of funny explanations from Ward Manuel representing the college football playoff. He's standing on television in a suit, a shirt that's too big, and a tie, and he's answering the important questions that the world needs to know. Listen to Ward Manuel explain why Alabama is ahead of Miami.
What it came down to is, as we evaluated both teams and looked at how they ranked, obviously we think highly of both teams. One's at 11, one's at 12. But what it really came down to is Alabama is 3-1 against current top 25 teams, and Miami is 0-1. Alabama is 6-1 against teams above 500, and Miami's 4-2. Both have had some losses that weren't what they wanted out of those games. But in the last three games, Miami has lost twice. And so for us, in evaluating their body of work, we felt that Alabama got the edge over Miami.
What a fancy way to just say Alabama plays in the SEC. Miami's playing in the ACC. What else do you want me to say? And it took that man 40 seconds to say that, and they spoke to him for longer than that. I am ready for the conference championship games, and I'm ready for Sunday, of which we should have no big fights, no big complaints. The college football playoff has been expanded from 4 teams to 12. If you are complaining about your team getting in or out, or if your team is out and they didn't get in on Sunday, your team didn't deserve to be there. Just chalk it up to what it is. That's just the facts. That's just the reality. Let's see what happens over the weekend with these conference championship matchups. Earlier today, news in the NFL. We saw Trevor Lawrence get laid out. The NFL, the No Fun League, laying down the law. Azeez Al-Shaair, the man who targeted and hit Trevor Lawrence like a missile and then said, I didn't mean to do it on purpose. You asked my teammates. I'm a great guy. This is the same dude who got a fine last week for knocking out or hitting Tony Pollard. This is the same dude who hit Caleb Williams on the sideline earlier this year, and now he laid out Trevor Lawrence. Well, today, his general manager of the Houston Texans, Nick Caserio, he wasn't having it. He was just like, man, they told my guy he's dirty and he has no sportsmanship. Well, they suck. Listen to this.
What we take umbrage is just the picture that's been painted about Azeez, his intentions, who he is as a person. I mean, quite frankly, it's and it's unfair to the individual. It's unfair to the organization.
And tell him to stop hitting people late. I don't think he's out there trying to kill anybody. I don't think that he's intentionally trying to cause physical pain and harm outside of what is necessary for a player participating in an NFL game. But why is he the one who's dirty? Why is he the one hitting dudes after the whistle? Why is he doing that? Why is it him? Look, I understand quarterbacks are going to get hit. Everybody's going to get hit. People are going to get hurt. But the defense of this guy, oh, my God. Hickey, are they secretly related? Is Nick Caserio related to Azeez Al-Shaair? Am I missing something?
It sounds like it. Ryan, he was fired up. Fired up. I get him. I mean, at least he's defending his guy little bit.
He wants him out there for the stretch run. And he does himself some good in the court of public opinion, and not just in the general public. He does himself some good, you know, when it comes to players. Like, this is all performative. You have to come out and support your players. You know, you can play this tape, you know, come free agency. Oh, I support my guys. I'm going to stick my neck out there. I believe in my guys. That's all this is, man. As simple as that. You want to have management who believe in you. You want to have management that supports you. You don't want to have management that says, well, we got to talk to this guy because he's been laying people out. No, you don't want that, especially if it's your own ass and your own job on the line. Speaking of management, this was news all day long. The world was talking about whether or not LeBron James is cooked. LeBron James is, well, he looks tired. He's about to be 40. I was about to say he played 40 games and 40 nights. That's not accurate. But he is going to be 40. He played 6 games and 10 nights. He just came off of back-to-backs. He played on Sunday. He played on Monday. And the Lakers got smacked. The Lakers lost to Minnesota 109-80. LeBron James. This is a sad line, right? 10 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 turnovers in 31 minutes. That is not a LeBron game. Even more so, LeBron James not known, never been known as a shooter. Sometimes he's hot, sometimes he's cold. He went 0-for-4 from 3. Over the past several games, LeBron James has missed 19 straight threes. I can do that. Yeah, I can be like LeBron. How about that? LeBron James. Talk about management support. LeBron told everybody, yeah, I want to play all 82 games. J.J. Redick, his new head coach, his former podcast partner, J.J. Redick was asked, is it a good idea for this almost 40-year-old guy to play 82 games?
I don't know that's in the best interest of him and us if he does that. But if he's feeling well and feeling good, then he should play. But we obviously want to manage that as best we can.
Hey, LeBron, what do you think, LeBron? Do you need to sit down? Do you need a day off?
I mean, that's a goal, but yeah, we'll see. But I don't. It's something I ain't discussing right now.
Oh, he don't want to talk about it. Okay. All right. Everybody needs a day off. You know, it's not like LeBron is Joel Embiid, not working hard. Not like LeBron is, I don't know, James Harden. Hickey, is James Harden? He's playing real good. Is he going back to the strip club right now? What's going on with him?
You know, you might be right. Might be onto something there. His focus is back.
You got that extra fire? I don't know. Good luck.
Playing lighter.
He is, right? Well, what, dollars? Dollars and cents?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't seen, they don't show too many, maybe he's irrelevant. No, that's not true. Too much. You don't see James Harden walking into the arena anymore. I feel like that was normal. He'd be one of the guys that wore the outlandish outfits, and now not anymore.
Thank goodness. Well, yeah, that's overboard. I'm not the most fashionable person here, but the garbage that he would wear, that's essentially what it is. Well, I'm glad we're not pushing it.
Furry boots. He wear like tight jeans, furry suspenders, Chewbacca boots, right?
I think he wore like maybe that was Russell Wilson, Russell Westbrook wore like a trash bag one day as like a
no,
yeah,
a trash bag.
I gotta look it up, but I'm 99% sure for one of the games he came in wearing like a trash bag.
I know Kyle Kuzma, he wore that giant sweater with the sleeves were like long as ladders. I remember that.
That was awful.
Kyle Kuzma said he's retired from it. Now we got guys. Victor Wembanyama wears a tracksuit. Oh, no, that's not true. Giannis wears a tracksuit. And Wembanyama, I know he dresses up for Halloween. So maybe, I don't know. Did you see Mac Hollins, by the way? What was that, Sunday Night Football?
Walking in barefoot. He never wears shoes anywhere.
You know, so I have interacted with Mac many times because Mac has done work over the years, plenty with Special Olympics, as have I. And so I see Mac quite frequently. I talk to him quite frequently. I'm sure over the next couple, I could get him on the show whenever, okay? I don't even think about it anymore. I feel like people are just finding out about this guy running around with no shoes on, and I'm just like, this guy has been the same way for years. He doesn't believe in shoes. He's like, hey, do you walk around all day with mittens on your hands? The answer is no. So why would you wear shoes? That's his thought, Hickey. That's what he says.
I would argue that's a little bit of a different discussion. You know, mittens on the hands all day that are designed to keep you warm versus shoes that are designed to keep your feet protected.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he came in the studio once a few years ago here. And to your point, no shoes, which meant he was walking the streets of New York City. And stepping on to the New York City subway, which is one of the most disgusting pieces of floor you'll ever see.
Whoa.
And he went shoeless.
You said Mac Hollins was on the New York City subway with no shoes?
That is correct. His feet just must be so calloused.
He got the toughest. I know there's some working ass people all over the world. So let me not say global, because there are people working tougher than Mac Hollins. He has the toughest feet in America. Okay, am I wrong to say that?
No, not at all.
He was walking barefoot on the New York City subway.
Oh, how do you not get a gangrene or something like that?
I don't know. God bless him. He still has his toes. Good for him.
Yeah, and then even on Sunday in the sub 32-degree weather, freezing weather. Enough. He's walking barefoot.
That's clean concrete of a football stadium.
I'm just wondering about the cold. Forget the cleanliness.
He's tough. He's a tough, you know what?
Tougher than I.
I don't know how that feels because I've never done it in my life. Now, Hickey, ironically, let me tell you something. This is when I was like, damn, I'm a punk. I was in Alaska. I was in Willow, Alaska. I was in the middle of nowhere. I was with a Iditarod champion. This gentleman's name is Dallas Seavey. So shout out to all my people in Alaska. You probably know who I'm talking about. I went to Dallas Seavey's house. I went to his ranch. I went to his property, his land. He taught me how to, you know, dog sled race. My friends at Peter will hate my guts now. Forgive me, Peter. I went to his house and he taught me how to sled dog or whatever the hell you call it. Do the Iditarod. Beautiful family, beautiful wife, beautiful kids. Hickey, I'm outside of his house, which is, his house is like on sticks, elevated. It's like a big old circle. Inside of his house, I'm telling the guys inside the house, but there's a swing in his house. There's a swing in his house for his kid. His kid is swinging from one side of the house to the other, and I'm like, I'd be scared out of my mind right now. This is like a toddler. But toddlers are built tough. But then anyway, Hickey, we're outside, and I got on a snorkel and a hat and a coat. Cold weather doesn't bother me too much. I don't care. I'm just built for warm. Hickey, the baby came outside onto the front porch in a diaper, and I'm looking around.
I'm like, wow.
The snow is falling, and I'm like, what? Like, that's a tough ass. I know babies are tough. Babies are real tough. Don't drop a baby, but babies are tough. They can take a licking. They bump into stuff, and they just keep on going. Hickey, I was like, damn, that's a tough baby.
Humbling.
Like, that's a tough baby. Damn. That baby could also survive the New York subway, I guess.
I'm sure they could. Wow, it's raised different in Alaska.
Are you sure Mac Hollins got on the New York City subway with no shoes?
Yes, because he was asked about it.
Oh, man.
That's his, well.
It's his brand? Is he believes in it?
Can I say something? I don't say hypocritical.
Yeah.
But why does he wear cleats?
Because he has to.
Does he?
He does. It's part of the NFL uniform policy. Yes.
Do you have to wear cleats? Does the NFL rulebook say you have to wear cleats?
Yes.
Hmm.
You have to. That's what he says. He said that as well.
That would be nice, you know, kind of see him just go full lean into his barefoot out there.
Would he not be at a disadvantage? He'd be slipping and falling. Guys be stepping on him. He'd have no career.
But that's, if you want to make the brand about being barefoot.
Bruh.
Yeah,
if I was a defender, that's terrible. I sound dirty. What am I now? Al Azir? who said they got cleated the other day? Was it Baker Mayfield got cleated?
I don't know who said that.
Somebody got cleated. Is it wrong to try to step on a barefoot? There's nobody barefoot on the field.
I mean, it's not wrong. I would say it's good gamesmanship. If you want to put yourself out there.
If you're the wide receiver and you're barefoot, you put your foot in front of me, I'm stepping on it. Sorry.
All right.
You learn. Put on some shoes next time.
All right.
Damn, you got on the subway barefoot.
How crazy is that?
He has said that he probably washes his feet more than anybody else.
I'd hope so.
I don't know.
It's kind of be annoying though, right? Like, you walk out to go, you know, wherever. And as soon as you get back in, you wash your feet every time?
Wash your feet? I don't know.
If he wears a suit, let's just say, right? He's going to a wedding or something like that. Does he?
Barefoot.
So he, like, outside of the football field, does he never wear shoes?
Unless he has to. Yeah, has to.
Is there anywhere else you have to? It's not really in, like, normal society.
I don't know. Why does he just move to India? I don't know.
That's a good question. I guess there's some restaurants. No shoes, no shirt, no service. So he could be out of the luck there.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
Oh, so on the plane, too. Imagine sitting next to him. Oh, you see this guy rolling up barefoot. Oh.
Oh, man. Why are we talking about this guy again? I like Mac. I like him personally. What were we talking about, the Buffalo Bills or something?
We were talking about, how did we get here? Because we were talking,
We started off with OJ. Now we're
Speaking of Buffalo, we're taking a full circle.
Speaking of Buffalo, let's go from OJ. Not that I want to put Mac Hollins in the same conversation as OJ, but damn, Damn. We're gonna connect this line in the break. We're gonna take a break, which we are gonna do. And on the other side of it, yes, we're gonna talk some legends. We're gonna fill you in on what the latest is with O.J. Simpson, why he is in the news, and another legend. Why is Tiger Woods in the news too? I will fill you in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about a lot of legends so far this afternoon, this evening, depending on where you live and where you are located. LeBron James, whether or not he's cooked. Bill Belichick, whether or not he's going to get a new job. Tom Brady, well, thank God he ain't coming back. Tom Brady is like, man, blame some of these quarterbacks and the offensive coordinators for putting these quarterbacks in positions where they could just get destroyed. Yeah, he talked about a lot of legends. One of these legends that I'm about to tell you about is no longer here. And this is wild as a story can get. O.J. Simpson. This man passed away earlier this year. We know about O.J. Heisman, one of the greatest running backs ever. We know about the alleged murder. He wasn't found guilty in court, at least criminally, civilly, yes. Eventually, he went away for stealing his stuff. People consider that a get back for getting off. Just a lot. O.J. passed away. O.J. had a bodyguard who was arrested back in March of 2022. This bodyguard ultimately said that O.J. Simpson, he had a recorded confession from O.J. Simpson. And he's like, what are we talking about? And so this news hits the New York Post today. And of course, they say this guy was arrested, this bodyguard, an unrelated matter, and he admitted to having it. And of course, TMZ has the greatest of updates. The Los Angeles Police Department tells TMZ, the city of Bloomington, Minnesota, examined the bodyguard's drives in question and determined they contained nothing of evidentiary value. The LAPD has never listened to or been in possession of these drives. The law enforcement sources say the Bloomington police accessed the thumb drives and determined there was no confession by O.J. Simpson. Now, Hickey, you ready for this one? You ready for this?
Ready.
We're told not only was there no confession, there was no O.J. on any of them. It was just the bodyguard, Irak Avelli, talking to himself.
Huh.
Yeah, right.
Huh. Well, it's probably for his own good.
Who were some of these people hanging out? Well, what a cast of characters around O.J. Simpson, right?
To say the least, you can say his judgment was not sound.
Oh, yeah. I would say that. Oh, man, what a world. O.J. Simpson, I know he's gone now. People have varying feelings. Just leave well enough alone. Wasn't it enough that O.J., what was the name? Was it a book? Was it a film that he was shopping? It was a film, right? He was trying to sell it. If I would have did it, I would have done this.
I thought it was a book. If I did it, here's how, yeah, whatever.
Something like
either
that.
Way, he was touting something to the, along those lines of, if I did it. Wink, wink.
A lot of what he would put on social media was tinged in that as well. Remember when he joined Twitter, didn't he? It was like these veiled jokes, and it's just like, man, this ain't a joke. Like, somebody is gone. Not even some, two people are gone, man. Like, is that something to joke about? Now he's gone, so I don't know. That's rough, man. OJ's gone. We don't need no confession. I don't think we will. I don't know if there's a cassette that exists, what have you. All the evidence is pretty much been left. Everybody can draw their own conclusions there. That's one legend. We got another legend. Thank God he's still here. Oh, man, thank God he's still here. This guy crashed off the side of a road. Tiger Woods spoke to the media today. Last time we heard about or heard from Tiger Woods, he was pretty much dropping out of every tournament possible because he couldn't even make it down the course without the weather ripping his body to shreds. And yes, I said the weather. All my people with the bad knees, the backs, the cold, moist air. Oh, yeah, it'll do some damage on you. It'll do some damage. And Tiger Woods, now 48 years old, he's at the Hero World Challenge. This is an exhibition event in the Bahamas. Tiger Woods is not playing in this. Tiger Woods was asked about his future. Should we expect him? Should we expect to see him at future major tournaments? And Tiger Woods basically told us what we already know. Man, my back hurts. I ain't playing in nothing right now.
I'm not tournament sharp yet. No, I'm still not there. And these are 20 of the best players in the world, and I'm not sharp enough to compete against them at this level. So when I'm ready to compete and play at this level, then I will.
Tiger Woods says the fire, it still burns to compete. I'm sure that it does. You can have the fire inside your belly to compete, but is your back ready for that? I mean, well, damn. 6 back surgeries? The man has almost lost his leg. He lost his life, his personal life a couple of times. Now, Hickey, I know we had this whole conversation about LeBron James being washed up, which he is not. He's just old and tired right now, at least this stretch. And when LeBron scores like 3 straight games with 30 points, I guess he won't be washed up then. Tiger Woods is washed. There's nothing else to say about that one, I don't think.
Oh, he's been washed for now a while. Sad, but it's true.
I'm still trying to understand. 2019 seems... It seems like yesterday. And it's so far from now, and he's just... Now he's cooked.
Right, now just even finishing... A tournament is a win, regardless of what he shoots.
Hey, man, he has to go for, what do you call that? It just coach. Why does he just coach his son? Pass it on, right? Now what you want to do, give it up. He's not like he's LeBron. Maybe his son actually has a chance of being good, you know? Just no disrespect to, no disrespect to Bronny. Come on now. Bronny's played 4 games in the league. Come on. Yeah. We don't know what Tiger Woods' son can be. Maybe he could be good.
You're saying they're not going to put Charlie on the Corn Ferry Tour and have him schlep around carrying his own bag?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't put my money on that one. Not at all. Hey, Marco Belletti, who think he has a better odds of winning the championship? Tiger Woods' kid or Bron's kid?
Today, Tiger Woods' kid. A couple years from now, Tiger Woods' kid.
Is Bronny, Bronny has played what? I think 4 NBA games?
I didn't check, but what's, define has played 4 NBA games. Because, I mean, that first checked, one, that counted?
He checked into the game,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Logged a few minutes, and is officially a part of the box score.
You might be right. I got to be fair. I haven't checked after that first one, which was what it was.
Oh, here we got groundbreaking news. Y'all ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bronny James has been ruled out of Wednesday's game against the Heat with a heel injury.
I'm sorry, we need to know about this?
Hey, well, I told Hickey that Anthony Davis is dealing with plantar fasciitis, and he is probable to play tomorrow against the Heat. But Bronny James, who last played 2 minutes on November 10th, November 10th, this is moving on to be in a month. That was his last NBA game. He will not play tomorrow because of his heel.
Do we always get updates on the guy that's wearing the suit at the end of the bench, whether or not he's playing? And they don't even wear suits anymore. But like,
is Bronny at the end of the bench? I don't know.
Yeah, because he can't go on the flight because it's commercial. So he has got to be on the bench somewhere, right?
Commercial what?
That's why he's not going to go on away games for the G League, remember?
No. I thought he was on... Oh, I thought he was with them. What is he doing? I don't even know.
Well, it's back and forth, but he's not going to play in G League away games because they fly commercial. so he's not going to go to those, so he'll only play G League games at home.
What a fancy life, right?
Yeah, you know what? As bad as that sounds, I'm not going to kill it because I wonder how much attention that Bronny would get on the commercial flight.
That's why you can't put
They don't have security. But so I'm saying, like, they don't have security going with the G Leagues.
They have a security. He would get one. LeBron can't hire personal security for the team.
I guess. But if that's the case, then LeBron would have to hire, you know, the private flight for the team. I don't think he's ready to do that.
No, you can hire one security guard.
Yeah,
for
I don't.
Team.
Yeah, I got commercial flight. Bronny. I don't know. People are stupid, and people take a shot at anything just to get their 5 seconds. I don't know if I'd put him in that spot either. That's dangerous.
Maybe we should have left him at USC.
Now, see there you go. That's different. Where he would actually got some playing time, but at the same time, he got how much money? So I can't kill it.
He's making $8 million over the bunch of years, or is it something like that, right?
When didn't he sign like a 5-year deal? Second round pick, it's like a 5-year deal instead of a 2-way contract. But hey.
Yeah, good for him. Good luck to at least what's his name's son. He probably doesn't have to work a day in his life. Bronny's having to work for his money. And Tiger Woods' son, yeah, I bet you he's not doing anything.
Is he like 13? What's he going to do? Child labor laws, man. Where's he going?
You think that kid is going to work a day in his life?
We want Charlotte to hit the Walmart? What do you want him to do at his age?
No, but when he's 17 and 18, and I bet you he will never have a job.
Well, it'll be the same thing. He'll be playing golf. That'll be his job. I mean, exactly. Bronny's not exactly laying brick. I mean,
Bronny?
Yeah, I mean, he's not even a job. He's playing basketball.
He is. Bronny is doing a job, and he's being lambasted for being bad at it, okay?
That's fair.
Listen, Tiger Woods' son is not catching no heat, and he won't catch heat when he gets older. None.
Hold on. He stinks, and he's in those tournaments? Oh, he'll catch heat.
I don't think he'll be in the tournaments if he's
well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if no. Like, if he's playing and he stinks, that's a problem. You'll hear it.
My point is, his kid, Tiger Woods' kid, is going to have it easier than LeBron's kid. That's 100%, all I'm saying.
100%.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. He's not going to be criticized to the same degree. He's going to make the same money, and he's probably going to make it easier with less criticism. If he sucks at golf, he's just going to design courses and be an ambassador to the world on behalf of his dad. And hopefully he doesn't end up like a lot of celebrity children.
No doubt. And maybe, you know, we won't hear like the Michael Jordan quote where it was, you know, I wouldn't want to be my kids. Isn't that what he basically said in the Hall of Fame?
Wait. Michael Jordan said that?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was basically like, I wouldn't want to be you guys having to follow, you know, me.
Well, yeah, reasonable.
Yeah, kind of messed up to say to a kid, though. That's
Hopefully they also avoid the weird relationship of...
Well, you know, the ex-player and the ex-wife. Forget that dynamic for a minute. Forget that one.
Could you imagine?
And the babysitting. Oh, forget that part.
No, she never babysat. Did she babysat him?
I think so.
Hick, you ever had a babysitter who asked you out on a date years later?
No. No, I did not. Didn't get that lucky, I guess, as others.
Oh, my God. Now I know Scottie Pippen is just angry at the world.
Makes sense, right?
Makes sense.
You're going nowhere. You thought, okay, yeah, I can babysit Michael Jordan's kids. You don't got to worry about that.
Well,
turns
out
you do.
You're right. Think about it. Like, damn, Scotty, you can't let that shot go from 1994. Well, you know what? Scotty's pissed.
Michael Jordan got everything. He gets all the recognition. He got the money on the Bulls. And that's why Scottie Pippen said Michael Jordan was nothing until I got there. What else are you going to say at that point? Just say whatever because you're angry. Angry people lash out. I hope Scottie is doing much, much better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to wrap things up, which might be a good thing. We're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, and then we're going to get ready to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show. End of the show. Time to talk to or go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, it's December 3rd. The year is 2024. Let's go back to December 3rd. The year is 1956. How about this? Speaking of legends, a legend by the name of Wilt Chamberlain. This man set a school record with his debut for Kansas, the Jayhawks. 52 points. He beat Northwestern 87-69. Hey, how about this? In 57, he helped take Kansas to the NCAA title game against North Carolina. Wilt Chamberlain, a legend for many reasons. Many reasons. Basketball and otherwise. Hey, how about this? December 3rd, the year 2000, we had four different running backs rush for more than 200 yards on the same day. That's the only time it's ever happened. It has not happened before. It did not happen since. Listen to Mike Anderson, Warwick Dunn, Curtis Martin, Corey Dillon all get the job done. Moving at Rock.
This is a good day for running backs in the NFL. You've got guys over 200 yards. Mike Anderson for Denver, Warwick Dunn for Tampa Bay, and Corey Dillon here for Cincinnati. The pitch for Curtis Martin. Cuts it back. First down yardage. Corey Dillon gets his first carry. Here goes Corey Dillon.
Mike Anderson bursting through a hole.
Corey Dunn.
He's got running room. That's and into the open field. Across the 40. Inside the 30.
And it's a foot race to the end zone.
And he's in.
Warwick Dunn with the 70-yard touchdown run.
Pitch for Martin. Left side. Dillon takes it outside.
Anderson cuts it upfield.
On first down, Warwick Dunn spins free.
To the far sideline. Corey Dillon.
Upfield. Anderson with a foot race.
Into open territory. Makes the move.
He doesn't get it. Oh, yes.
There he goes.
Almost tripped up in the second effort. Gets into the end zone.
To get into the end zone.
Touchdown.
And there's the Anderson that we became accustomed to.
Dunn goes the other way. Spins.
Bounces outside.
Is in. Touchdown.
Yes, it's nice to be able to run the football 200 yards. You must feel like crap the next morning, but congratulations to all those guys. We even got a Hall of Famer in that group. Shout outs to Curtis Martin. Hey, how about this day, December 3rd, 2015? This is when Aaron Rodgers was still tolerable. This man threw a Hail Mary pass to Richard Rodgers to help the Packers defeat the Lions. This was 2015. The Packers ended up winning 27-23. Listen to this, courtesy of CBS.
Rodgers in trouble. It's going to get there. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in him? In the end zone, it is caught for the win. Richard Rodgers with a walk-off touchdown. A game ender for the Packers. Total disbelief at Ford Field. The Packers saved by the face mask call, given one last chance. And Aaron Rodgers heaves it as far as he can. And Richard Rodgers boxing out in the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, here we are in 2024. Aaron Rodgers, forget the Hail Marys. He's throwing pick sixes to the wrong team. Well, pick six goes to the right team if you're the opposition. But you know what the hell I mean. Not the same guy. Yeah, he can have a conversation with LeBron. Being 39, being 40 is not so easy. He's about to be 41. Damn. Legends. Lots of them. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Now, we have discussed a lot this entire show. We had Jared Dubin on, CBS Sports NFL writer, the walk through the league. We talked about the college football playoff. It makes all the damn sense in the world for Alabama to be ranked in front of Miami. Who the hell are Miami beating? And more recently, who have they lost to? Losing to Tech and Syracuse. The head coach at Syracuse doesn't even take a shower after a loss. Come on now. Talked about the viability and what LeBron James has left in the tank. I still think he got a lot. He just got a rest. He's old. Talked about Trevor Lawrence getting knocked to pieces. Aziz Al-Ashir. Suspended for 3 games. We talked about Jameis Winston, who wants to be delivered from pick sixes. Maybe Aaron Rodgers needs to want the same thing. If he wants to be delivered, maybe, just maybe, it'll happen. We have so much more to get into. How about this? Tomorrow we will be back at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hickey, where can people find you online?
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3.
You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Every Wednesday I bring you a new top 6 list. Tomorrow will be no different. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Ryan Hickey. Peace out, y'all.